Today is the first Advent Sunday, and throughout these four Sundays in the future, we will observe a period of preparation for the coming of the Messiah, the Savior, the Lord Jesus. And when we look at our church calendar, today is the beginning of the Christian church calendar for the year 2025. The reason our Christian church calendar ended with last Sunday, that is the last Sunday in November, and from the first Sunday of Advent, that is today, we begin the new Christian calendar. And we have a lot of Holy Scripture to reflect upon these four Sundays, and also we have some church traditions that will help us to understand the meaning of Advent during this time. Advent basically means coming or the arrival of the Lord. For Christians in the world, it is the coming of the Lord Jesus. Now, when we talk about the coming of the Lord Jesus, we need to understand that in order to reflect on the coming of the Lord Jesus, we need to have a serious thought of three aspects. The first aspect is, when the Lord Jesus came into this world first 2024 years ago in Bethlehem, and that is what we celebrate as Christmas today in our context. So that is the first arrival or the first coming as a baby Jesus into this world. Not only as baby Jesus, a Savior, the Lord, born in this world 2024 years ago. So this is the first Christmas and the first coming of the Lord. And we also believe in a second coming of the Lord Jesus. And there are lots of interpretation to the second coming of the Lord Jesus. And especially when we look at the gospel text today, Luke chapter 21, verses 25 to 36, Jesus is speaking about the signs of his coming, the Son of Man's coming. And he says, at the time they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. I read that verse from St. Luke's Gospel chapter 21, verse 27. And so it will be a different experience altogether when we think about the second coming of the Lord Jesus. Even though there are various interpretations of the second coming of the Lord Jesus, we still believe that he will come to restore everything under his reign or rule. And that is why we concluded our Christian calendar from last Sunday, that is the last Sunday of November, celebrating the reign of Christ Sunday, the rule of Christ, the King, the Lord Jesus. So, second coming is the second arrival that we are thinking during these days. And the third coming is a mysterious coming to our context at present, that is today. Jesus is coming to us in various ways, through people, through the Holy Scripture, through the signs, through many other things. Jesus is coming to us daily. When we say our prayer, when we have contact with God in our prayer, when we read the Holy Scripture and reflect upon them, we experience the presence of the Lord Jesus today. So that is another arrival of the Lord Jesus. So we need to understand these three aspects when we think about the coming of the Lord Jesus. Firstly, it was at the first Christmas in Bethlehem. And secondly, we think about the final arrival or the second coming of the Lord Jesus with glory and majesty. And thirdly, His coming, His presence with us today in different ways. Therefore, my dear friends, today we reflect the hope and the promise of the Savior proclaimed by the patriarchs in the Bible. Abraham, Jacob, David, and all these patriarchs proclaim the hope of the coming King, coming Lord. So that is why today we lit the blue candle in order to remember and celebrate the patriarchs who proclaim the hope of the promised Messiah, or the Savior, or the Lord into this world. And next Sunday we will remember the prophets, the faith of the prophets, the prophecies of coming Savior, their faith. And we will light another blue candle next Sunday. And the third Sunday of Advent, we remember and celebrate the joyous proclamation of the coming Savior introduced by John the Baptist. And that is why we will light a pink candle to celebrate the joy of proclamation or introducing the Savior into this world, as John the Baptist did at the in the land of Israel. And finally, on the fourth Sunday of Advent, we remember and celebrate the love of the Mother Mary, the presence of the Mother Mary, the Savior in the womb of Mother Mary. So Mother Mary bore this Christ child in her. And similarly, in our present context, we need to bear Christ Jesus in ourselves. As Mother Mary bore Christ Jesus in her womb and gave the child Jesus into this world, we have to, as Christians, bearing the Christ, the Lord Jesus, in us, and we need to spread the good news, or we need to give the Lord Jesus to the people who are in need of Him. And there is a candle, white candle in the middle, in the Advent wreath, you can see. That is, we light that candle, the white candle, at the Christmas day. That is to say that Jesus Christ is the light of the world. He was born as the light of the world to lead all of us in and through that light. Therefore, my dear friends, let us take this time of Advent a little serious and try to reflect upon ourselves. How are we going to prepare to meet the Lord Jesus when He comes? Especially in the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 21, verse 8 says, "When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." Very beautiful words, very challenging words, I think. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Usually, at what time you put your head down? I'm asking a question. Usually when we put our heads down, we will stand like this. When? Okay, to pray. Okay, to read messages on the phone. Okay. When you think about your small days, childhood days, do you remember whenever you put your head down and stand like this? Anytime. When you get punished. If you have done something wrong, you can't raise your head up. You put your head down and stand before the person, maybe a headmaster or principal or your parents or whoever. When you have done something wrong, when you have committed something not good, there you put your head down. But Jesus is telling us, stand up and lift up your heads. Raise your heads up. That means, my dear friends, as in the letter of Thessalonians says beautifully, we have to be blameless. Our sins has been forgiven. We have to be in a pure heart, completely blameless people. And that is where we can raise our heads before the Lord Jesus. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 13 beautifully says, may He strengthen your hearts so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all His glories, holy ones. See how beautifully the Holy Scripture tells us to prepare ourselves, to be blameless, to be in a heart, to have a heart of pure, blameless and holy. Therefore, my dear friends, let us take these verses into our hearts. There are so many things that we are going to reflect throughout these four Sundays. There are so many materials that is found in the Holy Scripture throughout this Sunday, and we have put all the Holy Scriptures relevant to these four Sundays in our newsletter. You can take a newsletter and read through them. Read through them. You may have a lot of things to do with your phone, using the phone. I am just leaving to that to decide what to do and all that. But spend more time in reading all these materials. It's a beautiful Holy Scripture that we need to daily meditate, reflect, and that is how we need to prepare our hearts and minds to meet the Lord Jesus at Christmas. So therefore, don't waste these 4 weeks just looking at the phones and seeing WhatsApp messages and videos and all that. There are all sort of things people might send to you, but pick the good ones, very specially to the ones which are relevant to this context, relevant to this Advent, time of Advent, and read those things and improve your knowledge. And that is how we have to prepare ourselves in this time of Advent in order to meet the Lord Jesus at Christmas.